It is nestled among the redwoods, 2,700 acres of pristine land, broken down into dozens of camps. And for 2 weeks every July since the 1880s, they've been filled with some of the most wealthy and powerful men in the world. Many of them arrive on their corporate jets at the nearby Sonoma County Airport. Others arrive in fancy cars, which will fill the on-site parking lot. At its height, there is said to be more than 2,000 men who attend, and as you can imagine, they are well protected by a trove of police.
This is private property.
Yeah, I know. So we're out covering the protest, and we just wanted to see if there was anyone that
could
give us...
I would like you guys to get off the property, please.
There's no way we could just get an escort?
No, not at all, and I'll have the police come and arrest you if you don't leave, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Access is by invitation only, and most pay more than $15,000 to attend. And for more than 35 years, protesters have stood at the entrance gates.
Our concern is not what's going on inside of the Grove, but what's happening outside of the Grove with the people that are in here.
According to several reports, this is where the idea for the Manhattan Project was conceived back in 1942. It's also where every Republican president since the 60s has spent time before actually becoming the nominee.
We know for sure that Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan sat down and had conversation about who was going to run for president when. And they made a deal.
Peter Phillips wrote his dissertation on the Bohemian Club in 1994 and was invited to attend for 4 days. He witnessed firsthand the opening event, the cremation of care, where the power elite leave their cares behind in a symbolic ceremony beneath Moloch the owl, seen in this photo. Jed Jankel says he was a paid employee of the Grove and drove the horse and buggy that carried the casket in the ceremony.
The casket represented their cares, and they would actually burn it in along the lake with music.
This is a place filled with secrets that only those who go inside and perhaps the trees will ever really know. But I was able to get my hands on some photographs that I want to show you just to give you a sense on what it looks like on the inside. This is a photograph of people who attend. As we mentioned, it is all men, and this is a photograph of some of them. This here was taken back in 1999. Colin Powell, the back of Donald Rumsfeld's head. And this is Thomas Keene. 2 years later, he would become head of the 9/11 Commission. Here's a picture, Newt Gingrich, Henry Kissinger, Henry Kissinger's son, and another shot of Thomas Keene.
Here's a much younger Dick Cheney at the Grove, and Henry Kissinger having a little fun. I was also able to get my hands on several programs from previous years, outlining the schedule of talks and their topics.
And what we have here on July 22nd, 2008, is the Lakeside Talk bit given by CFR member and Trilateral Commission member Fred Starr. He gave a talk called Afghanistan, the Unexpected Upside.
There are other connections to be made as well between the Lakeside Talks and public policies that follow.
This was a man that was involved in the oil business, George Linkowitz, the Persian Gulf Crisis. This is 1980. Caspar Weinberger, who was the Secretary of Defense in the Reagan administration on rearming America. And that's easily documented. The arms buildup came in around late 81, 82.
There are rumors of extreme drunkenness, of prostitutes, and of homosexual activities by members. But for the most part, it is the secret backroom agreements critics say should be brought to light.
That agreement can be, you know, occupying the Middle East, fighting terrorism, encircling China politically and militarily.
For Mary Moore, who's been researching Bohemian Grove for more than 3 decades, what happens inside is symptomatic of a much larger problem.
We've all grown up taking civics, trying to understand how the world works, and we're all told that we elect representatives, they go to Washington, we have total influence over them, and they make decisions that are in the best interests of us. Then we start growing up, and if we pay any kind of attention, we find out that none of that is true.
In Monterey, California, Christine Frizzell, RT.